Well, this is the moment that the nation has been waiting for because President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are in Atlanta ahead of CNN's debate tonight. It looks like this is going to be the first in-person showdown of the 2024 election cycle, and you can actually watch this debate live on CNN. Now, what does this mean? There are some high stakes here. With less than 5 months until the election, the stakes are high as the candidates make their pitch to voters on key issues such as immigration and the economy. And that's going to be a soft spot for many of you because you tune in to hear about how money flows in this nation. Now, this is going to be a unique debate because there are some rules that are in place. Microphones will be muted except for the candidate who is speaking. No props or pre-written notes will be allowed. Candidates will be given a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water. That's pretty much it. Also, keep in mind that the 90-minute debate will include two commercial breaks, according to the network, and campaign staff may not interact with their candidate during that time. Both candidates agreed to appear at a uniform podium, and their podium position will be determined by a coin flip. Now, keep this in mind, some aspects of the debate, including the absence of a studio audience, will be a departure from previous debates. But as in the past, the moderator will use all tools at their disposal to enforce timing and ensure a civilized discussion, according to the network once again. So in order to meet CNN's qualifications for the debate, candidates must satisfy the requirements outlined in Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution to serve as president. Both Biden and Trump meet those requirements, as do Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein, who are running on non-major party tickets. On this episode, a financial advisor say the darndest things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And once again, this is a major moment for the nation. We have a current president and we have a former president going at it. I mean, these people have been exchanging words all over the internet. They have been trying to sling mud through commercial ads, through memes, through all kinds of things, trying to tear down the other candidate. Now, how you feel about each candidate is neither here nor there. Why? Because our country is ran on a democracy, not a dictatorship. So whoever is in office, there is still what they call checks and balances. I don't know if you went to elementary school or junior high and you study civics, but there are checks and balances. There are things in place to make sure that one person doesn't have total control. Now, the president does have veto power, but that does not mean they get to go in there and do whatever they want. There has to be a process by which that is done. Now, I want to put this into perspective here because one of the biggest things that are plaguing Christians is actually debt. And that's one thing I hope that comes up in this conversation because as Christians, we have the most trouble with debt. Earlier this year, Biden talked about eliminating or, well, reducing some of the credit card fees, well, credit card late fees, that is, from $32 down to $8. And we got a big kickback from the credit card department. And I reported on this a little bit earlier because I believe that this doesn't help us. Trying to reduce something like a late fee sounds good to the general public, but the credit card companies, all they're going to do is transfer that cost to the consumer in higher interest rates. We're already paying 27.7% on our credit cards, which is already outrageous. And these credit card companies are not going to lose. So as it looks like a short-term victory, I like to call it a net negative. Sounds good on the front end, but when you add up all the events, it really just hurts us in the long run. What we really want to do is reduce our debt. So today, I do want to talk about the debate, but I also want to talk about them tackling the American debt. Now, we all know that America has reached $1 trillion in debt. $1 trillion in debt. Not millions, not billions, but $1 trillion in debt. And that's a problem for me because debt doesn't just affect us. It affects our family. It affects our job. And it really affects our community because when we are in debt and we claim bankruptcy, those dollars need to be accounted for. Companies are going to raise rates. It's just going to be transferred to those who are paying on time. So if you're not a liability, it kind of helps everybody when everyone is paying their bills. Now, when it comes to debt, Christians are silently suffering trying to manage it. I was fortunate to attend a webinar by my friend, Dr. Art Rayner, who is the director of the Institute of Christian Financial Health. And he conducted a survey with funding from Tively, and they interviewed over 400 Christians and came up with some surprising numbers. They said that 13% of Christians have $25,000 to $50,000 of non-mortgage debt. Now, what non-mortgage debt is anything other than your house. They also say that 6% of Christians have $100,000 or more in debt, and 68% of Christians aged 45 through 60 still struggle with non-mortgage debt. Now, this lets us know that debt management is not something that goes away with age or something that can be put into legislation. Debt is like holding a 10-pound weight over your head. Have you done this before? You may be able to do it for a few seconds, but what happens to that weight after 5 minutes, 5 hours, or maybe even 5 days? If you even make it that far, your arms start to get weary. You're like, I don't know. You start to tense up. You start to sweat. Now, what seems so simple becomes a bigger burden that even the world's strongest man couldn't handle. And the longer that we hold this debt, the harder it is to manage and the more pain it causes in our life. So it's no surprise that the greatest stressor of Christians is credit card debt. And that can have an average interest rate, as I said before, of about 27.7%. So when these candidates are talking about helping the American people with all these grants and all these initiatives and legislation that they're going to pass, what are they going to do to help with financial literacy? Financial literacy is at an all-time low in this country, and it's very hard to save, especially when you're paying, $400 for something that only costs $200. And this is day-to-day purchases. The pain of that debt and the interest rate compounds. The pain only increases with higher ticket items like your car, your appliances, and student loans. I was recently able to help a client who bought an RV. Obviously, the interest rates are super high, and we want to reduce the amount of money that he was going to pay in the long run. So we took some assets that weren't yielding as much interest as the interest charges. Think about this. Let's say that you make 12% in the market. Let's say you do excellent. You're doing 20% in the market, right? And you're booming. You're like, oh, it's making so much money. But on the back end, you're losing 27.7. You are still net negative. You're still losing 7.7% every year that you don't pay down that debt. So what we did, we took some of the assets that weren't yielding as much as we thought they were going to because of the economy. We took those assets, paid it down to the principal. Now he's going to pay less in interest overall. But how many people know that? You know, we are so programmed to just put money in investments so they can quote unquote grow. But we have all this debt that is growing at a faster rate than what our assets are growing. Okay. We are getting deeper and deeper in debt, trying to get an extra 1 or 2% in the market. We need to make sure that we take care of the dollars that are already accounted for. Now, and I know it could feel overwhelming when it comes to debt. You can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com. There I wrote a blog titled 3 Major Causes of Financial Stress and How to Overcome Them. The fear of credit card debt is one of them. The fear of death is another one. And you're going to have to check out the blog for the third one. But also during the discussion of that survey, Dr. Rayner, he talked about car loans and how the $20,000 to $40,000 price tag we pay for our vehicles with the long-term loans only increases our cost drastically. We go to the car dealership, we say, hey, we love this car, but I can't afford the monthly payments. What do? They extend the term. So instead of writing a contract for 4 years, they extend it to 6, they extend it to 8, they extend it to 9 just to try to get those monthly payments. But if you can't afford the car, you just can't afford the car. That's our problem. We're trying to get things we can't afford by maneuvering the number so it's comfortable. And in the end, we end up paying more. But why do we do this? It's because we need our cars. Yet, as many Christians fight to pay car loans, a bigger problem starts to creep in. And I'm going to tell you what this is. It's bigger than credit cards. It's bigger than your car. It's these buy now, pay later programs. These are programs you may find in your local stores where you can purchase merchandise and pay the balance off over, let's say, 12 months or 24 month period, whichever term applies. Nothing in this world is free, but it sounds good. Pay nothing now, you'll pay it later. Take your item home and go enjoy it. Instant gratification. Take it now, because the fear of loss is thinking that item won't be there when you have the money. So how about I just get it now? That's the problem. It's just another way to get you to buy something that you know deep in your heart you can't afford. And when looking at the statistics for these types of programs, the issue is worse than credit cards. And how do I know? Because investors who have buy now, pay later services are a big red flag. I almost like to think of, I don't know if you remember layaway. I used to shop at Kmart when I was very young. Some of you may not know what Kmart is, but they had a layaway program. The way that it worked is that you hold an item, you slowly pay it off all the way up to Christmas. It's kind of like that. But the way the other program worked was you hold the item and you pay it off. And once it's fully paid, then you take it home. But what they found out, some people couldn't pay, they missed payments, and then the whole thing blows up. So what did they do? They flipped it on their head, said, hey, we'll give it to you, we'll charge you, and if you don't pay, then we'll mess up your credit. How about that? Right? And everyone claps because everyone gets what they want. Credit card gets their money, you get your item, but unfortunately, you also get the debt, and you also get that wet blanket that we can't seem to get off of our backs. I might have a video that discusses this more in details, how stores are taking advantage of those who are already in debt. And I have to applaud this work because the study showed that 43% of Christians surveyed use buy now, pay later programs. Wait, 43% of Christians surveyed use buy now, pay later programs? Why would they do this? Is this even biblical? And those who did, guess what? They had a higher probability of having a missed payment in the past year. That's scary. So what does that mean? That means that they can't even pay the current debt that they have, yet they are still taking on more debt. So not only are they paying a higher interest rate on the buy now, pay later program, these programs are more likely to be used with people who are already in debt, meaning they are already addicted. It is a drug and we are simply feeding them more. It's like giving a drowning man a bucket of water to save him. It just makes the problem worse. Credit cards and buy now, pay later programs are just micro loans that you don't have to go to the bank and get. When I was younger, you actually had to go into the bank. You had to get your driver's license, they run your credit, and you say, Mr. Banker, I need $2,000. Well, you don't qualify for a traditional loan. How about a signature loan? What's a signature loan, Mr. Banker? Well, you just signed a promissory note saying you will pay back the $2,000. We charge you a high interest rate above our traditional loans, but you get the money now and you could buy whatever you need to or pay back the debt that you have. Thank you, banker. Well, guess what? I need another $2,000. What do? You go back to the bank and say, Mr. Banker, I need another $2,000. And the banker goes, well, you can't do that because giving you additional money will not be responsible because we've already lent you $2,000. That's enough. But guess what? The bank loses and the person loses. So what did they do? Let's think about credit cards. Let's give them credit cards and let's give them buy now, pay later programs. These are micro loans. You don't have to go into the banks no more because based on your credit card limit, you could spend as you wish. Every time you don't have enough money, just put down your credit card. But there is hope for those of you who are struggling with debt. Out of the Christian survey, 45% said yes, they had a plan to pay off the debt. 45% said they sorta had a plan, and 15% said they didn't have a plan. That means that 60% of people didn't have a clear plan on how to get from under this wet blanket we call debt. Try to say that two times fast, or three times. Let me see. That means that 60% of people didn't have a clear plan on how to get from under that wet blanket we call debt. That means that 60% of people didn't have a clear plan on how to get from under that wet blanket we call debt. That means that 60% of people didn't have a clear plan on how to get from under that wet blanket we call debt. Now you got to say that's impressive. But God has warned us on the dangers of debt and borrowing above our means. It says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 26 through 27, do not be the one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debt. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Your bed will be snatched from under you. And many investors are in this position. They are at risk of losing everything, if not now, in the near future. God calls us to pay our debts or never engage in them in the first place if we can avoid it. And if we have to, we need to set up something to resolve this as fast as possible. Having a plan can help reduce your stress and increase your confidence in dealing with the debt. Now, obviously, correlation doesn't mean causation, but the numbers are pretty straightforward. The more debt that you have is going to equal more stress. Dear brothers and sisters, today I encourage you to get serious about your debt. If you need help organizing your life, schedule a consultation and get some clarity around your finances. Debt just doesn't go away because you don't look at it. It just keeps growing and growing. And this is not aligned with biblical principles. It isn't too late. You can start now because as it says in scripture, if you don't, you may even lose your bed. It says in the Bible that the borrower is slave to the lender. That's you. When I'm listening to the debate, this is what I'm going to look for. I'm looking for fiscal policies. I'm wondering what former President Donald Trump is thinking. I want to know what President Biden is thinking. And what are some of the initiatives that they are going to push into this economy to help us with our debt? And once again, help us with our financial literacy. If Americans are $1 trillion in debt and we know what the national debt looks like, I mean, is it the blind leading the blind? I don't know. We can't control what the president is going to do, but we can control what we are doing. We cannot wait for these people to be our quote unquote savior. It's blasphemy. If you're sitting in your living room right now hoping that the president is going to do something to miraculously change your living conditions, it's not going to happen. I don't care how many stimulus checks that they give you, it is not going to cure you of the disease we call debt. But as you're tuning in, I want you to really take a lot of notes. I want you to see what are some of the policies you want to see passed. I recently was able to go to CivicCon down here in Louisiana, where the superintendent of the state, Dr. Brunley, was able to articulate what are they doing with students to help them transition from high school to university to increase their chances of being model citizens. And one of the questions I asked was, what about financial literacy? And it seems that they recently passed a bill where high school students will have to pass a financial class before they graduate as a requirement. And that is great. But once again, it's not just the financial class, but what are we teaching? And that's only here in Louisiana. So in your state, I want to know, what is your state doing for financial literacy? Is it teaching your kids about taxes? Is it teaching your kids about retirement accounts such as IRAs and 401ks? Are they teaching them about Roth IRAs and 529 plans? What are they teaching them that is going to be practical in the real world? That's one thing to balance a checkbook, but we have statements online that we can check. You know, we don't necessarily need to balance our cash versus our checks anymore. All this stuff is digital. So we don't need these antiquated policies and antiquated lesson plans to encourage our kids to be financially literate. We need things where they are going to see results quickly and efficiently and that are going to be effective so we can lower this debt. So let me know, who are you rooting for? Who do you think is going to put this policy in place? And who is going to help support us Christians as we help ourselves? Well, I don't have the answers. Put it down in the comment. If you like this episode, make sure that you subscribe. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.